You had mentioned earlier that the pilgrims had actually gone to Holland over the religious things that were going on, and while there, they were influenced by the Jewish populations with their Feast of Tabernacles and things. And, you know, some think there's a connection then. It sounds like you were kind of putting that connection there too, that they felt like the Old Testament command to observe a feast of thanksgiving to God, as well as they felt that it was necessary to ask the Lord for help and to give thanks unto him to have a national blessing. And do you think that we should expect God to bless a nation if we're not thanking him, or is it necessary as a nation to express thanksgiving to God to experience those blessings?
Well, scripturally, yes. I think it's vitally necessary for us to thank God. You know, it's interesting that the pilgrims did identify with the Jews, and you begin to read their writings, and they would say that the Jews left the Pharaoh, we left the King of England, they crossed the Red Sea, we crossed the ocean, they came into their promised land, we came into our promised land. And even Harvard taught Hebrew, and Yale taught Hebrew. There were very few universities in the world that were teaching the ancient language of Hebrew, but here in America, these Puritan schools, they actually called the scholars at this time Christian Hebraists. So these Puritan scholars were studying the first 400 years of Israel out of Egypt, called the Hebrew Republic, and how they had a government without a king for 400 years. And so they modeled our government. Even Harvard professor Samuel Langdon gave an address saying the Republic of the Israelites are an example to the American states. Instead of the 12 tribes of Israel, we may substitute the 13 colonies of the American Union and see this application plainly. So they identified with ancient Israel, and Israel had their annual day of tabernacles, where they would thank God for the harvest of the previous year, and they would concentrate on, you know, dwelling with the Lord. And of course, we believe the fulfillment of that is in heaven when we're up there. But the pilgrims were very thankful, and they understood that ungratefulness in God's eyes is a sin. And it says, you know, in the last days that men will be ungrateful, lovers of themselves, lovers of, you know, lustful and so forth.